here, and we'll move forward with it. Thank you, Julie. Does anybody else have a report? Actually, we're just doing assembly reports right now. Does anybody else have a report? I have a couple of items. I'd just like to mention to the community, I don't know if everybody does, but I read the water numbers daily that we get. And we've seen in this cold snap, our water consumption absolutely spike.
Yep.
Almost 150, sorry, we've gone to four something a minute.
450, we were close to 450, 450 gallons a minute, I think.
Yeah. 450 gallons a minute. We were running between 260 and 280 mm-hmm. consistently for the last 5 months, and now we're up at 450. And this is just something that people have to take responsibility for. This is not a free thing. It costs us money to purify that water. It costs us money to process that water, and we don't have a lot of. I know now is the time we don't have a lot of water pouring in. So, please, if you have pipes that you're worried about freezing, put heat tape or insulation. Look at ways and alternatives to preventing just running a faucet. It just really is tough on our resource. So we see this pretty consistently through the winter time. As a matter of fact, we've seen it where we are running as much water through our system in January and February as we do in the summer with two plants going. So just to the community, please take a look at that. I'm traveling to Juneau next week with the city manager.
No, I'm not going.
You're not going to go? Oh, you're going to participate telephonically?
No, they said they wanted elected officials.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going up to work with AML regarding our ferry system. So I'll be spending a couple of days up there early in the week to discuss the ferries. And I'm hopeful that our governor is maybe a little more open, given that things are moving along with the recall petition, that maybe he's feeling a little more vulnerable, that we might be able to do something with that. So it's not looking good. I would also just like to say how much I appreciated the city staff's involvement in the call out to keep our youth engaged over Christmas, but also the community itself. We had people volunteering at the activities, and it was really an amazing turnout, so I'm very appreciative of that. And then I'd just also like to mention Lovey Brock, and she helped organize and pull off the community moose dinner. And like I say, I got in to visit a little bit and grab some moose and had to run to another thing, but it was well attended and the food was excellent, and it's so nice that we just don't have that food going to waste. And I know she hit most seniors in town, got moose delivered to them. So that's just fantastic. Anybody else with anything for the assembly? Okay, hearing none, we're moving on to mayor and assembly appointments. There are none, number 10. Number 11, public hearing. We're going to scratch 965 as per assembly member Gilbert's request. We're going to go on to ordinance number 971, assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 502.070 of the Wrangell Municipal Code titled Investments Placed. This is a second reading. And is there any administrative, I'll open the public hearing. Is there any administrative reports?
No.
Okay.
Nothing beyond what's in the agenda statement.
Is there anything from the audience? Any testimony? Hearing none. We will close the public. Actually, I'll just leave it open while we move through all of them, or do I need to close it after each one?
I would close it so that you can entertain a motion.
We'll close the public hearing on that then, and I'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve ordinance number 971.
Second.
Been moved and seconded, and we'll have a similar member Powell second that one. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote,
well,
please.
No,
oops, sorry.
The only thing on the investment committee, we only have one member from the assembly on that committee currently, and I think we originally had two.
We did.
We did.
Yes.
So
on the next agenda, we'll have that for
appoint another member. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay, ordinance number 972 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the execution of a common investment agreement among political subdivisions of the state of Alaska and to authorize becoming a member of the Alaska Municipal League Investment Pool, Inc. This is second reading. Open the public hearing. Is there any administrative report? None. Is there any comment from the audience? Hearing none, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I move for adoption of ordinance number 972.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. Patty.
Yes, in section 2, it's on page 77. We have a lengthy 8-line run-on sentence.
Do you?
And I don't have a clean fix for it.
Are you, so long as the count doesn't change, is everybody comfortable if we adjust the run-on-ness of that sentence? I forgot that was at the bottom of your notes on the other on all the other things. I'm sorry, I forgot to address that. I should have had that rewritten for the meeting. Sorry.
That's okay. But especially that word "it" is way out of place.
We'll address section 2.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay. Any further, Pat? Julie?
I just want to say that the combination of this one and the previous one we just approved and the plan that the finance director and the manager have is a really good thing for the community. They are going to be more actively managing the cash assets that the community has in order to make money for the communities. And we were talking about it being, you know, potentially in the range of $300,000 to $500,000 a year. So this is a really good thing, and thank you.
It's a great thing.
Day traders.
Yeah.
We've opened an Ameritrade account for Joyce. Just kidding. Okay. Any further discussion?
No, I'm just happy to see this finding getting done.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very happy. It's a big thing. Appreciate it. Okay. Hearing no further discussion, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay, so that's our public hearings. Moving on to unfinished business 12A, approval to purchase a used dump truck from an unknown vendor in the amount not to exceed $80,000. Lisa, do you want to? We need the motion again?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Move to approve the purchase of a used dump truck from unknown vendor in an amount not to exceed $80,000.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. Lisa, do you want to? Sure. Start us out here.
Mr. Mayor, the Public Works staff were finally received word back from MAC, and what they received basically was the manual, I guess you'd call it, for appropriate use of the frame and other things, and took a look at whether or not an alternative part could be used in that same location, and have determined that based on separation and other number of holes and other things that is not possible. That along with the other options for fixing the existing dump truck, they have concluded that is not the best option. They've concluded there's not really an option, and so we're asking, even though we've come before the assembly and gotten concurrence to purchase a dump truck, it was from another vendor, and what I spoke with the Public Works Director about was making sure that they outlined the number of hours, the number of, you know, parameters for hours, miles, years, etc., and then go out and look at what is available at the time that we have concurrence, because some of these are auctions and you have to be able to bid, which is why the request is for an unknown vendor. But anything over $25,000, even though the money's already been set aside, the assembly has to approve. The caveat that's in the agenda statement is that it has to have a third-party inspection prior to committing to stuff. So we heard loud and clear at one of our last meetings that that was something that needed to take place prior to looking at a vehicle. The staff went online and found three different examples that are included in this packet as alternatives, and one of these may or may not be what they end up purchasing. They will look for the best value and the best location at the time that they're actually able to get online and do this. So that's what's being asked for right now, and so obviously we will entertain any questions that the assembly may have on this.
Any questions? Patty?
Well, the motion doesn't mention the third-party inspection. Do we need to include that in the motion, or is that just a given?
It's a given.
Okay.
I mean, if you would like to make sure that it's in the motion, strengthen that, you certainly can. But
I think
we hit that pretty hard.
I am crystal clear that is going to take place.
Any further questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanka?
No. Okay, I would like to make one comment about that prior to moving forward. This process has been one of the messiest ones we've dealt with as an assembly. I feel that information was a moving target as we went along, and I would encourage the city manager to work with her staff to come up with a checklist that ensures moving forward that as we bring forward capital items, things are checked off in advance so we're not having to sort of play catch up as we move along. So, and we've had some discussions about that.
Yeah, I, Mr. Mayor,
yes,
if I
ahead.
May respond to that, I think having working with the staff to come up with a checklist so that when there's any capital equipment or vehicle purchase done, and every department is going through the same protocol and the same process working with the garage, and so that X, Y, and Z is all outlined and the assembly can see that when a packet comes forward for approval. We had a discussion when at the staff meeting following one of the meetings where this was discussed when Shane Levesque, one of our attorneys, was in town, and we talked about how this whole thing has been a master class in dealing with an issue and what can go right and what can go wrong, and so we will endeavor to do better specifically when it comes to this sort of thing. And I think working with Roland and the guys in the garage to develop this checklist will be a good thing. So
thank you very much.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Moving on to 13A, approval of a contract with Wesco Distribution, Inc. in the amount of $38,333 for a 3-megawatt transformer project, or transformer procurement project.
Move to approve a contract with Wesco Distribution, Incorporated in the amount of $38,333 for the 3-megawatt transformer procurement project.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been moved, seconded by Ann. Discussion, Ann.
Is this just for one transformer?
It's for one right now, yes. Yeah.
And how many do we really need?
If
we're looking out.
Three. The plan is to have 3 megawatt to replace 4 2-megawatt that we currently have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And what this does is it frees up, by buying 1 3-megawatt transformer right now, it frees up one of the 2-megawatt transformers that can be used with the new portable generator. Yeah, yes.
Bids were pretty tight.
Mm-hmm. They were.
It's pretty amazing. I like to see that. I always get nervous when one's really low and,
mm-hmm.
and you wonder what you're missing. So it's nice to see it so tight. Any further discussion? Hearing none, poll vote.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanka?
Yes. 13B, approval of freight expenditure with Performance Transport in the amount of $36,800 for the truck transport of the Barstow containerized generator.
Move for approval of freight expenditure with Performance Transport in the amount of $36,800 for the truck transport of the Barstow containerized generator.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Been seconded by Assemblymember Powell. Discussion.
Mr. Mayor, full disclosure, as it says in the agenda statement, this has obviously already been done because the generator is here. And for whatever reason, it was not realized ahead of time that because the code says excluding freight, there wasn't a realization by the administration that it had to come forward ahead of time. So we apologize that this is, we need you to say yes, please.
Well, and you did an excellent job, or Rod did, one of you did a good job of explaining that in the statement. Yeah. I appreciate that, and these things happen, and we just live and learn. So.
And the Assembly did know that this was happening.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13C, resolution number 01-20-1506 of the Assembly of City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, committing support to strengthen Wrangell's social fabric through community partnerships.
Move to approve resolution number 01-20-1506.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been seconded by Assembly Member Decker. Discussion?
Very near and dear to my heart. Thank you to the borough manager and borough clerk and all who contributed to this. Your phrase, borough manager of the social of Wrangell, has been repeated around the community, and it sort of encapsulated the whole idea. I'm also trying to encourage every organization in the ministerial group to write their resolution.
And oh, great.
I already have about three of them from different organizations. So if we can encourage that, any group that is like-minded in this effort to make Wrangell a safe and healthy, drug-free community for everyone, I think it's a grassroots effort, mm-hmm. and I think we could garner grant money, and we could do a lot of things just with this start here.
Mr. Mayor, may I respond?
Lisa.
Two things. One, I just wanted to say I feel like I missed something, too, in Joan Sargent's comments earlier. One of the things that I think I failed to put in here is that economic disadvantage also can play a huge role in distress in a community, and I feel like I missed that in this resolution, and I don't know that we need to amend it, just recognize that you know, somebody this evening, Joan, opened my eyes to an area that I had not thought hard enough about earlier. The other thing I wanted to mention is Assemblymember Decker, this has been a year and a half or so or more ago, actually met with me at Southeast Conference with the former Commissioner of Corrections when we were talking about the additions to the jail contract, and one of those is the the diversion program, and how that's part of this whole social fabric thing. And I ran into him again, it's been quite a while ago, and he's now working in Colorado, but I explained to him this was something we were trying to do all these months ago, and he said, if you're having that meeting, call me, I'll come down. And so I want to make sure, not at this introductory meeting, but I want to make sure we're getting a hold of public safety, and we're getting a hold of corrections, and we're getting a hold of OCS and education and all of these at the state level, because if we can draw attention to the fact that we've got a community grassroots effort that recognizes what's going on here, and that extends beyond us to a state network, I just think that it helps set an example for other communities as well.
Family members.
This might also have an impact on us getting back our social worker if they realize that this community is as dedicated and putting this as a priority. It might.
And our public health nurse.
Our public health nurse, yes. There's another.
Well, if I think about what was pulled off in basically a week, and what with some organization, and we knew going into that we had a very specific time frame that we were looking at, but it was amazing how people came together, and that's Wrangell. I mean, it really is. And so I agree that there's not, you know, We need to open this wide open. I've had contact with, through my work with Sardogs, the person who works with the state troopers in Ketchikan, has volunteered to come up with his dog that does drug work and be a part of that. And I'd mentioned that to the chief. And I know that there's other individuals out there. I'd like to invite, you know, we have Officer Nelson with the Forest Service, but there's, you know, I'd like to invite his, because it might be nice to have some of that decision maker down here as a part of that, and really try to take an all-encompassing look. What I want to avoid is sticking up, like, I always find it frustrating, you know, gun-free zone, no drugs allowed. These signs don't mean anything. What I really want is I want to have support in place for our police department to be able to intervene when they need to, and support in place for social services, and that the school teachers feel supported and they have the services that they need. I don't want a canned program. This needs to be homegrown, Wrangell style. So, but Lisa, you've been talking about this since you arrived, really. And I really appreciate it, and it's nice to see it coming to fruition, and I look forward to the meeting. So.
And I am sorry that it came about the way that it did, but I really appreciate the school coming forward and sort of saying, okay, now we got to go. Thank you to them for getting us moving.
Oftentimes things have to get to crisis before they
get. And we've got some new eyes in leadership, yes, in the police department, and I know in discussions with the police chief, I've been very impressed and excited about the possibilities of things too, that can happen. So, any other comments? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Pepper?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. 13D, resolution number 01-20-1507, Assembly of City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the Parks and Recreation Fund by accepting a grant award from the Wrangell Cooperative Association.
Move to approve resolution number 01-20-1507.
It's been moved. We have a second.
Second.
It's been seconded by Assembly Member Morrison. Discussion.
Yes, thank you.
This is to accept a $1,000 grant that Kate wrote for.
Right, for recreation, aquatic, and recreation equipment.
And this is the Healthy Here program that Search puts on, and they take a percentage of the monies that they receive each year and turn them back to the communities to be distributed by the Tribe for Healthy Initiatives. And it's significant. It's a significant thing, and it just, for me, it sort of shows that they're continuing to participate in the community. I like it a lot. Any other discussion on that?
Well, they gave grants to many different organizations.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
And I think Esther came and gave that a list of all.
Yes.
Of
yeah. Very impressive.
Okay. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Powell? Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. 13E, resolution number 01-20-1508 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, urging the state of Alaska to ensure that the British Columbia, BC government implements an open and transparent process to clean up and close the, and I'm going to not pronounce this correctly, but Telschwa Chief Mine.
Move for resolution of adoption number 01-02-1508.
It's been moved. We have a second. It's been seconded by Drew. Discussion. This mine is leaking toxins.
As since 1957.
This is an example of why it's so important that these projects are bonded correctly for cleanup, because unfortunately these mining companies like Johnny Mountain, the cleanup bond on Johnny Mountain was $1 million. Estimated cleanup was like $100 million to clean it up. So they paid the $1 million and walked away. You've got an arsenic pit at 3,000 feet sitting up there. So this is exactly what people are worried about with the transboundary mining issue. And the BC government is notorious for not taking care of this. So, yes, I'm very in support of this letter. Any further discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Forsunk?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, before we get to the next item, I just have a point of order question for the clerk regarding this. We know, based on comments previously, that the letter that was written needs to be amended. How would you guys like to handle that? Should we vote down what's here and have the letter be revised, or how would you guys...
Which letter?
This is
for the whale habitat.
The whale habitat.
Oh.
Lisa wrote a letter, and we'd like to beef it up with some additional information that we've received from various organizations. Should we vote it down and then move forward with a new one?
No, I think it's fine, because you're approving the letter. You're not approving the letter that's in the packet.
Okay.
With the intent to have someone like Chris work with Lisa to Chris.
So let's get that item on the table.
Okay. Item 13F. Of official city and borough of Wrangell comments regarding the proposed rule in designated critical habitat of Mexico's Central America and Western North Pacific distinct population segments of humpback whales under the Endangered Species Act.
I move to approve the city and borough of Wrangell comments opposing the proposed rule to designate critical habitat of Mexico's Central America and Western Pacific distinct population segments of humpback whales under the Endangered Species Act.
Good move. Do we have a second?
Second.
Patty's second that. So I think, Lisa, if we could direct you, please, to beef up the letter with the additional information that you received from Chris and from the meeting over in Petersburg, that'd be great. Julie.
I'd like to work with you on it, too.
Sure.
And I think there might be some other organizations we can draw from as well.
Excellent. Patty.
And I would like to see sport fisheries included.
Okay. Yep.
Charters,
sport fisheries.
Any other comments?
It just seems like a no-brainer. It's only 2% of that whale population. They're thinking it's...
Well, it's, just on that end, Chris and I were talking this afternoon, And I'm still fuzzy. They did not do a very good job describing it. I don't know if it's 2% of the population of those whales wind up here, or if that they spend that population spends 2% of its time in these waters.
So I clarified with Chris. I believe it's 2% of their time, not 2% of
really.
It's 2% of the whale.
He told me, but I would just double check it, because it, you know. It should have been a lot clearer than what it was. And at the end of the day, it left me with a lot of questions. So, but I think we can, nobody's against whales, but we just need to understand what it is we're buying into. Julie.
Well, and the reason I made the motion the way it was, it's slightly different than what's in the packet, is to be clear that I would like us to oppose it. And again, it's like the mayor said, we're not against whales, but... I've seen over and over and over attempts to fix a problem with a solution that actually doesn't address the problem but causes a bunch of problems for everyone else. So the reality is, designating Southeast Alaska as critical habitat when it's not critical habitat for these whales. Our whales are doing great. These whales aren't hardly here. It's not critical habitat to them. We just need to, I think, make a solid case, and I think we can.
And
what position does our delegation have on this? Has
they are opposed to it.
Talked to you yet?
Yep, I spoke to them. This was on my list when I went to D.C.
Okay, good.
And Dan Sullivan's, Senator Sullivan's office is very intimate with it, as is Senator Murkowski's office, and they are opposed to it. You see, part of this, and our lobbyists are very aware of this issue. They've dealt with it on the East Coast. And so this whale entanglement, this is what a chunk of this comes down to. the pots, you know, you've got crab pots up, the whales get tangled up. So they've come up with all these technological ideas to try to deal with decreasing entanglement. And it slows down fisheries, there's failures, so now you have pots that are, you know, the buoy doesn't eject up when they hit the trap, or the timer doesn't go off. So you really want to make sure that you have to do this. But the feds, I believe, like Chris said, are fearful they're going to get sued again, so they're trying to move along. And we've already seen some assaults coming from various groups down south, even recently, with that we're harming the species up here, and they want to sue us from down there. So it's just getting kind of messy. But this, I think, getting a letter out, and you may want to reach out to the lobbyists too, because they really did seem to be on their stuff. So thank you, Julie, for volunteering to help with that. Thanks, Lisa. Any further discussion? Hearing none, full vote, please.
Assemblymember Stecker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. 13G, approval of priority capital projects for submission to the State of Alaska Designated Legislative Grants Program, CAPSIS, for fiscal year 2021.
Move to recommend approval of priority capital projects for submission to the State of Alaska Designated Legislative Grants Program, CAPSIS, for the year 2021.
Second. And moved and seconded by Senator Morrison. Any discussion?
Are we going to rearrange the priority?
If you would like to.
I would.
We had discussed that a little bit in our budget meeting, for sure.
So. Right, and we didn't do it. I personally think number two should be number one, the diesel generation power plant, or the public safety building, either one of those.
True.
I think that depends on some of the funding items that you've brought up recently. If things like the power generation plant housing grant were available, or what we may end up getting for water infrastructure reconstruction, may determine the priority of this list. I think it's not necessarily that this is the list of priorities in order, but necessarily just the list of actionable items that we have.
This is the priority list as established by the staff. And that's, we wanted to provide you with a recommendation of a list of priorities, because when you put them, Carol, when you put them into CAPSIS, you have to prioritize them.
Okay.
And so this is, we didn't want to have to, you know, a 1, 2, 7, you know, we wanted to come up with a straw man for you guys to take a look at. And then obviously it's your prerogative to rearrange these. The reason why they are the way they are here is, frankly, the needs of water and power, you know, rolled out on top.
Carol, is there any strategic advantage to having less expensive one up top and then a more expensive one? I know that statewide.
It really is based off of the funding source. And through DEC, if we're applying for funding for water, if you say it's the top priority, you earn more points.
Okay. Yes, Ann.
The other thing too, you know, the public safety building renovations, that's going to kind of depend on what we decide to do with that building.
If we decide to change the scope of the project.
Right. But, you know, that's a nice round figure.
I'm not opposed to the order of the current list myself, but and especially since our well-educated, well-capable staff have determined that order, there must be things in there that maybe we aren't aware of that have determined that particular order. Maybe you can enlighten us on that.
The other thing I would add is that this is for the state capital budget, and the likelihood of getting any state capital dollars is between slim and nil. So.
Does anybody want to rearrange things, or are we good where we're at?
We're good.
Patty's laughing now, well, so I think we're good.
Kind of a bummer now.
We don't really think we're going to
get it. Doesn't matter. We're in the mood.
Yeah. I had it all arranged, all rearranged, but never mind.
I think we'll just leave her like she is. All right, any other discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanta?
Yes. Ordinance number, 13H, ordinance number 973 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 14.03.040, regular meetings of the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 973 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on January 28, 2020.
Second.
And moved and seconded by Assembly Member Gilbert.
Mr.
Discussion.
Mayor,
go ahead.
To the listening public, this is changing the start time to the Port Commission meetings from 7 p.m. to 6 p.m., really just to be similar to what the Assembly's meetings are.
I have found moving to 6 p.m. to be fantastic, so I don't want to deny the Port Commission the same thing.
And also, yeah, the Port Commission did vote on this.
They did vote on it, mm-hmm. And they, okay, good. Any further discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanta?
Yes. 13I, approval of the use of maintenance funding by the Wrangell Public School District for brick work repairs in the amount of $9,500.
Move to approve the use of maintenance funding by Wrangell Public School District for brick work in the amount of $9,500.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been seconded by Assembly Member Powell. Yes, Mr. Larrabee.
I just got to say, it looks great.
It does look great.
It really, really helped to clean up the front of that building.
It was kind of a public hazard before.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, that's great.
Please tape around it. The only thing I would correct is I believe we approved up to 71,000 at that meeting. I think the motion was amended. I believe it was September 24, but I do not know what.
Sorry.
Really?
No, you, are you just remembering this off the top of your head?
7:38 p.m.
But I don't.
No, I'm embarrassed.
I do not know what the school invoiced the city.
Okay.
Okay.
We appreciate you so much.
We will make sure we do not overspend that account.
Okay. Thank you, Assembly Member Gilbert, for keeping us on the straight and narrow. Any further discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly Members Gilbert?
Patty, you're up.
Yes, sir. I just got to ask, you take a lot of ginkgo or something? Ginkgo biloba?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanta?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file, is available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session, there is none. And item 16 is adjournment at, we're going to go at 7:33.
Someday I'll get it right, I promise.
Thanks, everybody.
She remembers all this.
Hey, Pat.